Coming up on TMS, Trump is going most of the way.
Jury down.
How trivial was your weekend?
Disney theme park plans spoiled by Solo.
HTC has a price for your VR.
Let's wipe out mosquitoes.
I agree. Deadpool is doing bank.
Major spoilers.
V for video games and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Two Whoppers and two chocolate shakes.
Could we have the Whoppers with extra ketchup on them?
Sure.
Cannons and town halls and sheep and stuff you gotta do.
As Shakespeare said, shit happens. This is The Morning Stream.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TMS. This is TMS for Monday, the 22nd of February 2016. This is the end of the month, man. We're ending the month. It's going away.
Yes. In a week,
yeah,
we'll be done with this month.
How you feel about that?
You know, February's been pretty good to me.
Yeah?
Pretty good, yeah.
I don't know if it's been all that great for, to me. It seems like a weird month. A month of vastly faster passing time. That definitely seemed true. Seemed like things just went real quick. Just poof, and they were gone.
Mm-hmm.
And in a mere shorter, little bit less than 2 weeks from now, I go to Mexico.
Wow.
Where there's plenty of Zika virus to go around. So that'll be fun.
Well, you got no plans to get pregnant.
No, it'll be fine. Actually, yeah. Do they have, so let me, I don't know if you know this, all right, because you have some medical history in your family. You have people who are in the know, doctors and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. And that knowledge automatically gets transferred to me without any sort of studying or book learning.
Yeah. Vaginal birth it gets transferred on the way out.
Right. Anyway, keep going.
So do you know if... maybe this is more of a climatologist question, but is it humid in Mexico or is it like dry heat in
Mexico? No, it's humid.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah. Close to sea level, hot.
All right. The hot I love, you know, I like the heat. I don't mind the humidity, but humidity often comes with a bunch of mosquitoes. So I'm looking forward to that. That'll be good to get some Zika virus and my pregnancy.
It's not going to be like Atlanta humid.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
Or Mississippi humid. I mean, it'll be more humid than you're used to it in Utah.
Oh yeah, for sure. We never get
Colorado for sure.
No real humidity where we live, other than you know trace amounts. Occasionally, someone will say, "Oh,
every place is more humid than where we are."
I know, and I like it. Arizona is the least humid place I've ever been, but it's the hottest place I've ever been, and I'm cool with that. That's a combination I can deal with.
Right, dry and hot.
Yeah, dry and hot. I like the dry heat.
Well, at least it's a dry heat.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. How so many old people go to Florida to die? I don't know. I don't get how they can stand that humidity.
Can we just say to winter?
Well, do they, though? Don't they go there to die? They go there to die.
They go there to die.
Del Boca Vista.
Go there to retire. Yeah, so the Del Boca Vista. Phase two, Jerry.
Take the pen. Take the pen.
I don't want the pen.
I don't want the pen. Oh my gosh!
Writes in space.
So I bought one of those. By the way, I have a pen that writes in space.
Yeah, Fisher Space Pen.
Yeah, it's good. You, in fact, I think it was you who gave me the link, and I got it because of our conversation.
Probably. Yeah.
You're my uncle, not Uncle Leo. You're my neighbor. What's his name? I can't remember his name.
Jack.
Yeah, Jack.
Jack something, right?
Yeah, and his wife was Millie from the Dick Van Dyke Show. Anyway, enough of that. So it's me and it's Brian, and we're doing a whole week of this business here. So we got stuff to do. I don't know if you woke up to the news at all during the weekend of the fact that Donald Trump won both the Nevada and the South Carolina caucuses primaries.
How could he win the Nevada one? I thought the Nevada one was just Democratic.
I thought it was it's both. As far as I know,
because I knew he won South Carolina and Rubio came in second, which was, I was kind of happy to see.
Yeah. Wait, because Cruz's acceptance speech for third place. Did you hear that by chance?
Yes. Did someone remind Cruz that he came in third?
Yeah. Plus he scares the shit out of me. The things he says are like, well, we're still on the road to get the Washington cartel who are terrified of our grass. It's like, no, dude, you're a senator going for a higher office. In a system where you couldn't get elected if you were trying to make a government coup like you keep talking.
He thinks he's Leonidas or something.
Here's what I think of him. Wait, Leonidas, the guy with the you're the 300 guy, right?
300 guy. Yes.
Was he the good guy or was
he was the good guy?
Xerxes was the bad guy.
Right.
Apollo from Lost.
Right. Yes.
You went all crusty, but I don't
totally
know why.
Was, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was totally Paulo. I don't know who Nikki was, but Paulo was definitely Xerxes. But anyway, check this out. This is what I would say of him. Where is it?
You think he's a bit of a dick?
Yeah, that's what I think of Tom Cruise. Cruise. Sorry, Ted Cruz, not Tom Cruise. Kind of extends his direction. So anyways, what was my point? Oh, yeah, so I thought there was a Republican thing in Nevada. Did I somehow misread that? Or maybe it was that he was polling so high there it didn't matter because he has a casino on the damn strip.
Yeah.
Don't you think that helps a little bit? You contribute to the local economy or something?
I heard no connection. I heard about Bernie and Hillary in Nevada. I did not hear about Trump in Nevada, but you could be right. I don't know. I don't know if they just did some polling. I mean, the Nevada caucus is Democratic, but they might have still done some polling in Nevada as part of their election coverage to see how Trump would do.
I didn't know that. I thought they had both everywhere. I thought you had to do both.
Both.
In every state you're in. Why look at me with my horrible civics memories.
That's all right. That's right. I actually watched Face. Get this. Brian's getting old. He actually watched Face the Nation Sunday morning.
Whoa, dude. Wow. Yeah. Are you gonna? What are you doing later? Listening to old reruns of now the rest of the story? Like what's going on over there?
Paul Harvey. It just it was on. I was making breakfast and then he says, "Yeah, we're going to be talking to five of the candidates." I'm like, "Oh, you know what? I want to see this." Actually, they talked to Bernie, they talked to Ted Cruz, they talked to Trump, and the whole thing on Trump is this whole like interview he did with Howard Stern back in 2002, about should we go to war with Iraq? And he's like, I don't know. Maybe something, that we should have done. I guess, the president had the idea to do this. But now, of course, in his whole campaign, he's saying that the war in Iraq was a big mistake.
Yeah.
And so they're calling him on it saying, oh, well, you said this. I mean, come on. It was 13 years ago. Even I disagree with some of the stuff I said. I disagree with some of the stuff I said 13 days ago.
I disagree with most of what I said 13 minutes ago. So I'm totally with you on that.
Now you're looking forward to the humidity in Mexico.
Kind of am, actually. I guess the whole thing, here's the deal that we know we don't know this for sure, but here's what we know statistically. Not since the late 70s, early 80s has a candidate won both. Now I'm very self-conscious of the word both. have won both New Hampshire and South Carolina and not been the nominee. That's very rare. If you win those two statistically, you go on to be final nominee. He won with enough margin in South Carolina that most people think, it's kind of a de facto deal that he's going to end up being the nomination. Right. If that happens, it virtually guarantees, I hate to tell all the Republicans and semi-moderates like me, we're not going to have a Republican choice because it's not going to work. They're not going to vote him in. It won't happen. You're going to get another Democratic presidency. If that's what you want, then good job, everybody.
Put Trump on that pedestal. CNN actually, I think the best way to phrase it after South Carolina, after Trump in South Carolina was, even Trump can't stop Trump.
Yeah. No, he can't.
Even his mouth can't stop him from winning this.
No, I don't. It's so weird to me. The whole thing is just so freaking weird. But I'll tell you what. At the end of all of it, the one thing I learned yesterday I was surprised about was that Mitt Romney was seriously considering a third run and almost did it, but decided to back down to make room for a presumed front runner, Jebediah Bush. There. Wow.
Who's now out.
He's
I'm
oot.
Out of the contest, Jerry.
He's oot, as our Canadian friends would say. He's oot of the race. So, that weirded me out a little bit. I'm thinking, it may have happened to him too. Like Trump kind of makes everyone look like they're barely on camera. Mm-hmm. So maybe it doesn't matter who would have run. I don't know, man. The whole thing's just so weird. The guy, I just want to remind everybody who's running and currently winning in that pack. I just want to remind you, the guy that pointed in Home Alone 2 in New York, Lost in New York, the one that pointed the Culkin kid off to some direction to go find a thing, or the guy that tried to sell you Domino's pizza or whatever the hell it was, or the guy that pushed Omaha steaks up your face for the last 10 years, and now the guy who just barely got done with a terrible reality show He is your guy. He's your man. If he can't do it, well, please let someone else can. Anyone else would be fine. All right. Anyway, Trump. That's the news for Trump. Let's talk about jury. So Justin Robert Young.
Come back now, Jeannie.
Yeah. Jeannie, you can come back. We're done talking about politics. Justin R. Young. You know him from the Morning Stream show here on Tuesdays.
You might know him from such shows as Politics, Politics, Politics.
That's right, where you can get more of this. I'm sure Jeannie's running right.
Enlightenly Attack.
Yeah, Enlightenly Attack.
And the Not SFW show.
I think that's now. I don't think that's on the air anymore.
Doesn't exist.
Yeah, yet. It's not a thing. It's now in the Leo archives, as far as I know. he fainted. He passed out.
Holy cow.
Yeah, so the flu continues to rip through friends of Frog Pants in a rapid fire rate. Those who did not get the shot this year seem to be dropping like flies. Those would include Tom Merritt, Veronica Belmont, and now Justin Robert Young, and the most recent recipient of said flu. And that virus took him hard. He has had a virus for a week. Basically, we did Hotline Monday last week, and then he got sick, and then he's been sick since. And then yesterday, there was photos of him in an ER sitting there with the thumbs up with a gas mask on. Not a gas mask,
like an oxygen mask.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. And he was, you know, seems to be doing okay now. He's got a bunch of fluids in him. He was dehydrated. But I was a little worried about him there for a minute. You can't, you know, be fainting and dehydrated and stuff. Your kidneys will shut down. You know,
if this thing keeps spreading throughout the ranks here, I think we're going to have to stop those Frog Pants key parties. They're going to have to come to an end.
I know. We got to quit doing that. And I told him, don't lick Tom's neck when you see him. And he didn't listen. He doesn't listen. He's like a little kid. Anyway, best to him and anyone else dealing with this year's pretty rough flu. Although I'm not hearing from anyone who has this, who got the shot, though. I think this is the strain. This is the one that we're trying to avoid. And we have neighbors dropping like flies, yet we have not gotten it. So I don't know. But I'm nervous, dude. I got 2 weeks. Let me just go on this trip.
You're going to lock yourself in a hermetically sealed chamber.
I'm paranoid about it because it's the first real vacation in 15 years. How fun would it be to spend 6 days in bed with a fever in Mexico?
Right.
F that. Oh my lord!
I wonder if you can go to your doctor and just say, "Is there some extra immunization shots you can give me?" Just you know,
a booster,
right? Yeah, not a bad idea.
Make out with a crack whore, that'll do it.
There you go. Like go for the next day because you want to be done with this with the virus before you go on your trip. So the next day, go out and lick doorknobs and
take a trip to Vegas.
Eyes, basically
go to Vegas and rub my eyes.
Yes. touch a slot machine, touch your eye. Touch a slot machine, touch your eye.
That's exactly right. All right. You spent some of the weekend, Saturday anyway, at a trivia event.
I did.
I want to know how this went. How'd it go?
This was the annual Geeks Who Drink Geek Bowl. This is the granddaddy competition that we do every year. So Geeks Who Drink is one of these companies that do these regular pub night quizzes. So you go to a bar with a group of your friends, you get a sheet of note paper and a pencil, and they ask questions, play music, ask questions, etc. And we usually do really well at those. The Geek Bowl is basically the culmination. I mean, it's not really something you qualify for. You pay money and you're in. Basically, anybody who wants to play can.
Yeah.
And they had 249 teams, I want to say. I think they said they had 300 teams, and I guess a few people maybe dropped out at the last minute, but 300 teams or 250 to 300 teams in this big arena. It's the arena where the Denver University hockey team plays, the Pioneers. And they had us all down on the floor, and some of the teams actually had to go up in the bleachers too, which really stunk for the Proctors because they couldn't keep an eye on everybody. They've got guys who walk around making sure you're not using a tablet or a phone or an Apple Watch and having somebody sitting in the bleachers Googling everything and then texting it to you so it appears on your watch.
Are these guys called proctors? I've never heard that before.
They're called proctors. Okay. And they have them when you take a test. Sometimes they'll have proctors where they walk around.
Like if you're doing, they have that with ACTs in high school.
Right,
exactly. Okay. I didn't know they had a name.
The people who present the test or deliver the test are sometimes called proctors too.
Cheat security.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So we had 8 rounds, and including a round where it was called bags. Right, it was the theme was bags, and one of the questions was who was the last named owner of Bag End?
Oh, Right. Wait, really? That's how they, the theme bags, that's a real obscure way to use
well,
the word
yeah,
bag.
Well, yeah, I mean, just the word bag and like Dimebag Darrell, what band was he a member of and stuff like that.
Right.
And I won't use either of those for this week, but we do have some, we will have some questions this week that were actually from the Geek Bowl. But the last question, they said, all right, for this last one, your proctor is going to present you with a paper bag. Do not open the bag until we say so. And so we, every table, team of six, got a paper-like lunch sack and stapled shut. And then basically, as soon as everybody had them, they said, okay, open your bag. And we open them. And it's a bunch of plastic bags with candles inside.
Okay.
And each Ziploc bag has a different candle, different color. And we had to open the Ziploc bag, bury our face in there, take a big whiff, and identify the scent from a set of provided, a list of provided scents, like nacho cheese and A1 steak sauce and Brut cologne and Chardonnay and rosemary.
Were these candles, they smelled like those things?
They smelled like those things.
Weird.
But more importantly, they were giant phalluses.
Oh!
It was a bag of dicks, basically.
Really?
Yes, really.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I brought a couple of them home. I'll take a picture and maybe post it somewhere where people can choose whether or not they want to look at it. But
I want to see these.
It's really funny because after the first one or two, and a couple, you're like, smell them, like, oh, that could be rosemary, but that could be Chanel number 5. Could be nacho cheese. And then after the first two or three, they all start smelling the same. And there's a couple that were just horrendous, horrendously strong.
Wow. That's a very interesting thing.
Yeah. MC for the event was Eugene Merman.
Ah, yes.
You know from Bob's Burgers.
Oh, I do know him then. Yeah, yes. He plays Gene.
He plays Gene, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know what? He is hilarious on Bob's Burgers, but his entire bit, and I am not exaggerating when I say this, but his entire bit at Geek Bowl was, who here's from Texas?
Really?
Yeah.
And then,
from Texas.
Then tell a Texas joke or not even a joke?
No, not even a Texas joke. Well, he had a couple. There was a Philadelphia joke, and I think he said something like, we're not as bad as you think.
Really? Yes. Why? Why is that a thing?
I don't know. I would think, just based on his delivery on the show, I mean, I know it's written, right? I mean,
yeah, you know, but he's a stand-up comedian, though.
He's a stand-up comedian, and what the heck is he? Yeah, it was very
disappointing. He was in Flight of the Conchords as well, and was very funny on that. Like,
yeah.
he's got the chops. Maybe he just was like, all right, this
it's
stupid
an off
gig.
Night for him or something. Yeah, I don't know.
Wow.
But
weird.
Now the governor, not from Walking Dead, but the actual governor, Governor Hickenlooper.
Yeah, Hickenlooper, the fantastic Governor Hickenlooper from this great state of Colorado.
Yes.
Yeah.
He at the very beginning of the game did like a video. There was like a video interview with him, and he's talking about, well, welcome. You know, if you're from Colorado, thanks for being here. If you're visiting for Geek Bowl, thanks for coming. And we like to celebrate our geek. And you know, he's talking about, because he's kind of a geek too. If you've ever seen him, he looks like Cameron Fry from Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he says, I want to, you know, welcome some Colorado favorites like How I Met Your Mothra. And then he mentioned two other teams in our team named we're How I Met Your Mothra. So they, because we'd won a Geek Bowl before with that name, he wanted to call us out, which was great.
Did you say enjoy your bag of dicks? Did you say
he did
that?
Not, but that would have been great.
All right. Wow. That's crazy, man.
And a couple shout outs to a couple TMS listeners, Coverville listeners who came by. Adam, who was just at a table a few feet away from us, said, hey, Brian, good luck. And, you know, love listening to TMS. And we came out to Nerdtacular last year. And as soon as he said that, I recognized
that always happens.
Him and his girlfriend or his wife.
Yeah.
And
one of those,
the woman he was with. And Dave, who also came by and said hi as well. A new Coloradoan, he just moved to the state.
All right, I got a dad joke for you that deals with your trivia night.
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
What do you call a proctor who bets?
A proctor who bets?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Proctor and Gamble.
Oh, but I'm bumped. Well done.
All right, you guys can share that with your friends and your family or whoever you want to annoy.
So just to kind of stick a fork in this conversation, stick a pin in this conversation,
yeah.
We won second place, came in second. And the team that beat us was people that we know, people that we're friends with, that we actually play trivia with on a fairly regular basis. So we couldn't have lost to a nicer team. And I think we lost by 1 point. But
it's always good to lose to those you love.
Yes.
I think that's the truth. Let's play this here, right here.
Yeehaw, I'm feeling good today, and I can't even identify why.
Oh, that music can only mean one thing. It's time for Stump Daryl, brought to you by...
Brought to you by the Heck Yeah Comics Podcast. I guess Heck Yeah Comics Podcast. Join David and Nick, two big comic fans, as they discuss the latest books and movies, as well as the hottest news that's fit to print. Find episodes on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever pods are cast. For more information, go to heckyeahcomics.com. The Heck Yeah Comics Podcast from Fargo, North Dakota, apparently. Listen to it now before MODOK finds you.
Well, as you can tell if you're watching video, we have Daryl on video today.
Whoa!
Although it's the Harryhausen camera he's using, because it's like...
Only takes one picture per second.
Yeah, which is fine. But it's fun. Oh, it's always fun for live listeners to go, that's what Daryl looks like, or that's what Brian looks like. Like, it's always fun to hear people's reactions to what we look like.
Oh my God, I'm never listening again.
Ever, ever, never. Anyway, it's Daryl. Daryl, what's going on? How are you?
Oh, I'm nervous and discombobulated more than you can believe.
I can imagine. You're home today. You got kid duty. Yeah. There's stuff going on. So we're going to crank through this. I do have a phone call you need to hear real quick. But before I do, we have a live caller on the line. Who's this?
Hey, TV's Egon.
TV's Egon.
TV's Egon.
Oh, yay.
Totally,
you know, that guy.
Totally worthy of the call and winning a prize today, potentially. And I also want you, TV's Egon, to hear this because... this may determine what we do next. All right, everybody? So listen to this very carefully. I got to play it here. It's a call we got regarding this segment, and he kind of makes a good point. Here it is. Whoops, here it is.
Listen, I know that this phone number is not supposed to be used for people to call in and help design the format of the morning stream. I get it. I know that's not what this is for. But if you let the listener... say whether or not Daryl's right after Daryl has answered, well, the listener can just be sitting there at home Googling the correct answer, and then Daryl says whatever he says, and then they can say yes or no, and then automatically win your prize. Your shipping costs are going to go through the roof, man. You know, I'm probably not the only one to bring this up, but I'm just giving you a warning, a heads up, in case you didn't notice that. This call sort of petered out, but you get it.
All right. Lost his steam about halfway through.
All right. So he has a point. Now, isn't me saying TV's Egon would ever do that or any ever of our fine listeners. We're not questioning anyone's integrity, but I wonder if you weigh the two things, which is could TV's Egon or another listener cheat versus would Daryl throw it just to make someone happy? I think Daryl's less likely to do that than somebody might be tempted to look up an answer,
right.
Or yeah, see something in the chat room. You know what I mean?
I think you're totally right.
So TV's Egon, today, I believe we are shifting back.
We're going back to the original.
The original plan, because we don't have any proctors anywhere. There's
That's
no
right.
proctors.
If we had a proctor, then we could watch you smell your bag of dicks.
Yeah, you could. Oh, man. That really put me in. I really need breakfast this morning. So. All right. So anyway, welcome to the show. It's good to have you here, TV's. Mr. Egon, by your mother.
Yes, welcome.
And also, Daryl, it's good to have you here. Let's get to it.
If you may.
We got a question for you. Now, Brian, real quick, this is and for those at home wondering why TV's Egon suddenly here, he called this number, 801-895-4724.
How did he get here?
Yeah, it's really weird. And so you can use that on live shows to call in when we have these contests. So just have that handy if you're a live listener, 801-895-4724, and we'll take the very first guy we get, or lady, and the first lady or guy we got was TV's Egon.
That's right.
Wait, I said that last part wrong. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Daryl, these are questions that Brian didn't get right at the Geek Bowl.
Yeah, and fully say this is these you're going to get multiple choice. We're not offered that luxury. You're going to get questions that you'll have four to choose from. We had to come up with the answers and came up with them mistakenly in our game, and felt like I was so close on this one, but
yeah This is a hard one. But
this is a hard one.
Yeah.
Beat the loser, then.
I would have known this one given my recent experience with the thing in question, but we'll give it to Daryl, see what he can do.
This is this week we're playing Are You Smarter Than a Table Full of Second Place Finishers?
And a bag of dicks. All right. Daryl, here's your question. Are you ready? You good? You ready to go?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. You sound great, by the way. I love this microphone business. This is good.
Good.
Should do this every day. Take it to the office.
You ought to do a podcast with this microphone.
Yeah. Here it is. Grand Theft Auto San Andreas and Grand Theft Auto 5, those are two separate video games, take place in a fictionalized version of California. What is the name of the city you spend much of your time in, which is based on Los Angeles? Is it A, San Friar? Oh, wait, we're supposed to have TVZ gun.
Yeah, we first have TVZ gun. Now we say, all right, TVZ gun.
Yeah.
Do you think the question.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll get it right? How do you feel about Daryl's chances?
Well, they're pretty well-known games, and they're broadly familiar across all kinds of platforms. I think Daryl might have heard about this somewhere on the internet, so I'm going to think Daryl's going to get this one right.
All right. He reads the internet. That's true. He reads the internet. Good job, Daryl.
He does read the internet.
So here, let's find out if you know these. A, San Fierro. B, Los Santos. C, Angel City. Or D, Las Venturas. That sounds yummy for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
San Fierro.
Played a Las Venturas.
Sounds really good. San Fierro, Los Santos. Angel City. That's not food. Or D, Las Venturas. Those are your options. And those games famous for taking cities. Like, I'll give you an example. For New York, they called it Liberty City instead of New York. They're like D.C. It's like Gotham and, you know.
Right, yeah. Liberty City is based on New York.
Sure, and so on. So, Daryl, there's your thing. There's your choice. What was Miami called in the Miami one? The Vice City. That's it, Vice City.
It was Vice City, right?
Yeah, it was literally called Vice City, right, as was the name of the game. Yeah.
Which really, you know, Las Vegas should be Vice City.
It was still my
city
favorite.
City of Vices.
That was still my favorite one. I freaking love that. And if they did one based on Vegas, I guess, you know what? In San Andreas, you can go to Vegas.
That's right, yeah. And really, San Andreas is like a combo of California, Nevada.
Yeah, it's a weird, it's a weird like
amalgamation.
It's a state that doesn't exist only in our heads.
Right.
Thank goodness, because the things that happen there, holy shit.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Daryl's got that. Nicely done. Now I take it back. I don't want Daryl with a soundboard. This is going to be trouble. All right. Daryl, let's... oh, my gosh. Paul Harvey. The memories that brings back for me.
Page two.
We don't have the thing to eat, so instead you're just going to go for it. So deliberate and tell me what you think.
Oh, okay. Well, I never played any of these games, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Oh, I believe Although it. I think we have one.
Did you ever play like 3 or any of the early stuff?
No.
Okay.
That would qualify as any of these games, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 or maybe, any of these games.
Did you play 2? How about 2? Did you play 2, Daryl?
Did you play the first one? It was top down. Do you remember?
Yeah, there's the top down one is on iOS, so you can actually play.
Yeah. Actually, all of them are on iOS, including the 3D ones. Yeah. Well,
Wow. Not,
I shouldn't say all of them. 5's not and 4's not, but you can get Vice City, 3.
It was hard enough for me to control that damn car with a joystick. I can't imagine trying to do it with my finger on an iPad.
No, it'd be the worst. Yeah. You may have to do. I wonder if that game's controller. Well, I have one of those controllers, those MiFi controllers, and I wonder if one of those will work with it, because that actually might be all right.
Oh, yeah, that would be the way to do it,
yeah,
sure.
Wouldn't mind playing that again. And by the way, there's one called, there's a China one. Oh, shoot, it's set mainly in, like, whatever their version of San Francisco is.
Right.
It's called, The China Man Comes. Come on to the China Man. Everyone's got the China People. ChinaPeopleUSA.com. I don't remember. It's real good, though. It's maybe one of my favorites, and it's completely out of the normal style. It's like a very different game. I loved it. It was originally a DS game, and then it showed up on PSPs, and then now it's my iOS.
Archineer says it's Chinatown and Liberty City.
Yeah, Chinatown, that's it. And it is in Liberty City. But it's not called Chinatown, is it? It's called China.
Chinatown Wars. It was the 2D top-down one.
Not just China Wars? It wasn't 2D, though. It was like a weird hybrid. Yeah, you'd have to see it. It's neat, though. It's a neat game.
Okay.
It's fun. All right. It has really stylized stuff, cool story stuff. I liked it. Anyway, Daryl, sorry. Continue.
Okay. San San Fierro? Fierro?
Is that Fierro. What it is? San Fierro. F-I-E-R-O. Like yeah, the old Fierros. Remember short those? Car. Oh, those are the worst.
Yeah.
What a piece of shit that car was.
Los Santos, Angel City, Las Vegas. Well, the... I'm just going to guess and say Angel City because that would be Los Angeles.
Fits with the Vice City.
It's almost Liberty too City. Obvious.
City of Angels, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I. Yeah. You want?
It
you
probably
want,
is too obvious.
I don't know. You're the one picking.
Well, I say it's between that and Las Venturas. So I'll stay with Angel City.
Angel City. Let's find out if you're right and find out if TVZ Gone will be the happy father of a brand new digital avatar. Hold on a second. Where's the thing? Here it is. Is it? No, incorrect. The answer is Los Santos.
Oh.
B. And I only know this because I recently played 5 a lot and it's in my head, but yeah, I don't blame you for getting it wrong. I think if I hadn't had that recent experience, I might have screwed up and said Angel City.
And I threw Angel City in there. The other three, actually, Las Venturas is their Las Vegas equivalent. Mm-hmm. San Fierro is their San Francisco equivalent.
Yep.
And I guessed, because I'm the only guy on the team who does video games. So they all, you know, that question came up and they all looked to me. I'm like, crap.
Brian, you do video games.
I didn't play 5 and I didn't play San Andreas. But I was like, Los Marcos. I think something like Los Marcos or something sounds familiar. So we put Los Marcos and it was Los Santos.
And it was wrong.
Yes, Rats. It was wrong.
Well,
you know what my kids are saying to me right now? They're saying this.
They're saying we need
you
to eat.
You are too old and too fat for this.
Or are they saying, please feed us, Dad. We need Mom back again. Is that what's happening? All right. Congratulations to no one. Everyone lost today. Although I think TVZ Gun, you knew the answer, right? That was the thing you knew.
That one I knew,
yeah. Yeah, you're a smart guy and a hell of a photographer, by the way. You guys should
see. So, had we done this the other way, TVZ Gun would have won. Yeah, so he really would have. He should really be mad at that caller. Could you give him that caller's phone number or email address?
I can. I sure can.
Excellent.
I'll do that off the air. TVZ Gun, thanks, man. Take it easy. Daryl is the Trek Nerd. You can find him on This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast. And all week this week, I guess, you'll be on this cool microphone setup, yeah?
Yeah, and next week, too.
Ooh, my gosh. Oh, look at you. That's pretty
sweet. 2 weeks of Daryl in high definition.
Yeah. How long will we have Daryl like this? 2 weeks, he says.
HD, the D stands for Daryl.
Have fun. Okay, he's out. He sits like me sometimes where I put my arm up like this. I just noticed that. I need to not do that.
I'm not looking at the screen, so.
It's all right. Don't look at it.
Okay.
It's hideous.
Sometimes I put my hands in my armpits and I smell them like this.
Oh, my gosh. I used to love that character. What's she doing? She doing anything?
Sister Mary Catherine. Yes. Molly Shannon is, she pops up on TV shows every once in a while.
I like her.
Guest actress. I think she was most recently, I want to say Modern Family. Mm. For a while there, it seemed like they were pulling everybody from SCTV and Saturday Night Live as guest stars.
Yeah, and what's her name from Cheers?
Cheers, yeah, Shelley Long.
Shelley Long's on there on the occasion.
Julie Bowen's mom.
She's great.
Mm-hmm.
She's fantastic. She's got the whole world on a plate.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
Time for the news brought to you by
iReddit, the only podcast bringing you a daily dose of the internet. Join Michael and Nathan as they bring 20 of the hottest topics straight from the front page of the internet. Get the latest episode on iTunes or at bit.ly iReddit, iReddit56.
I like the sound of that. Harrison Ford has leaked some information that I'm not sure he was meant to.
Whoops.
Or supposed to. Oops.
What do I care? I'm done with these damn movies.
That's right. This leak belongs in a museum, Dad.
This franchise. Get out of my franchise.
Harrison Ford reveals Disney Star Wars theme park plans. I'm not sure it was actually a leak, but anyway, Disney brought out the big guns. Yeah, so it's not a leak.
Okay, yeah.
Sounds
like they were aware.
It's not really a leak at all. Brought out the big guns to tease plans for the upcoming Star Wars theme park expansion, Harrison Ford and BB-8. Boy, I bet he loved that. I'll bet Harrison Ford freaking loves this.
Callista, I get to walk out on stage with a robot.
Another robot. How you feel about that? Aren't you glad you married me? I'll be back at the ranch this weekend. Just give me a minute. It's money.
The Han Solo actor and roly-poly droid they're saying that about a separate entity, not two descriptions
not
of him.
Not another description for Harrison Ford.
No, he's not a Han Solo actor and a roly-poly droid. We're part of ABC's Disneyland 60 tribute to Walt Disney's first park on Sunday night, and their appearance heralded the latest galactic addition to both Disneyland Park in Anaheim, California, and Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. They are calling it the Star Wars Experience. Wasn't it already called that? What's the thing there? No, the Star Tours.
Star Tours is the thing they've got. Yeah,
never mind. Star Wars Experience. There you have it. Star Trek Experience is what I'm thinking of.
Oh,
in
yeah.
Vegas.
Oh,
I know. Let's do that. Too soon. Too soon.
Too soon.
Weren't they bringing it back? We talked about it on here.
Yeah, no. There was plans to put it up at the Neonopolis downtown, and they ran out of money, and then there was a Kickstarter that was set up to do it, and that guy apparently is a shyster.
Oh, well, we don't need that in our lives.
No, we don't need a shyster.
Although, that's very Quarkish, if you think about it.
Yes, it totally is. Ironic, right?
Yeah, I like that. Like a Ferengi
first
would do
first rule of acquisition. Get them to kickstart money and then run off with it. Why don't you support my Kickstarter? At the $100 level, I'll touch your ears.
All right. Let's see. Star Wars is, for lack of a better word, awesome, says the actor in his introduction. Wait, that's a fine word. Is there not another word you could have used there, Han Solo? What's the problem?
Lack of a better word?
Yeah, his quote is, Star Wars is, for lack of a better word, awesome.
Well, he ate up an extra couple seconds of his required time.
I guess so. Just let it go, Indiana, let it go. I'm blessed that I had the opportunity to be in part of it. Well, to be a part of it. Yeah, you're a huge part of it. Mm-hmm. To walk in these iconic locations, and soon you'll be able to do that as well. Not in a galaxy far, far away, but in a place close to home. Why does it feel like that is painful for him to say?
Oh, it's absolutely scripted.
There's no way he enjoyed that.
He'll be able to know this.
Ugh, this is such bullshit. Dad, get me out of here.
Our talented engineers have come up with the best.
It's really bad.
Yes.
Why isn't this Mark Hamill or somebody? I don't know why it feels wrong for him. It feels like he's above it. I don't know. Whatever.
And now, more than ever, the Force will be with all of us.
Always.
Coming September 2018.
All right, you stupid ball. Let's get the hell out of here. It says not... let's see. It says a full orchestra, blah, blah, blah. They did scores from Star Wars. They had a virtual reality ride where it allowed guests to control the Millennium Falcon. They have a bunch of concept art of the coming attractions. So, yeah, there's stuff happening.
That's very cool.
Yeah, I'm excited about this. This will drive me to care about spending much more time at Disneyland because I don't really care that much.
I do love the concept art with the people walking around the underneath the Millennium Falcon, and there's people kind of, you know, sitting there looking like they're rebel forces and Hoth, carrying boxes and stuff. And then there's a kid with a Mickey Mouse hat.
Yeah. Yep, that sounds about right. I always like concept art generally of buildings and future things like that, because there's always these, like, I don't know. It's
got a rough markery quality to it.
That, yeah. Big
like
fan
you're
of
seeing
that.
A dream.
Big fan of that style. It's something somebody would bring to John Hamm for a proposal, you know? It's like, we think this will be great for this prop.
Open on a theme park.
Exactly.
Could be any theme park, any town USA. Mom, dad carrying a balloon, kid pushing...
Is he doing anything other than like stunt casting right now?
No, I don't think so.
I want him to do more things that are real. Do more things.
Do more things that are real. Do real things for a change, John Hamm.
Do some real things.
Yeah.
HTC prices, the VR experience with their Vive, they got a price yesterday, got announced. $799, $200 more than the Rift.
I'm not doing any of my damn images. Hold on.
Yeah, what are you doing?
No, I better put the thing up.
Sorry,
no,
I could have been putting pictures up of the concept art. Although, you know, can I do this and talk at the same time? We'll find out.
Well, let's find out together on the next morning stream. There's your, we still have that old one of up of what's his bucket. Anyway, if you want HTC Vive, the Steam VR powered VR headset that it will compete directly, go right up against the Rift. You can get that for $799. Again, $200 more than the Rift. But keep in mind, this includes their motion controllers, not just an Xbox controller or equivalent.
Right, which with the Oculus, you have to have that, right? You have to have you got to supply your own everything else.
Well, not exactly. They come, so okay. So here's how it works. For $599, the Rift comes with a 360, or no, sorry, not 360, an Xbox One controller packed into every one of those. So everyone gets an Xbox controller. That will be good traditional controls for, you know, Eve Valkyrie and the other stuff it ships with. Mm-hmm. However, they have motion control sensor controller hoo-has that are really neat that they weren't able to put as part of the pack-in or pre-release because they weren't FCC approved yet. Once those get approved, you can get those, but the theory will be that they'll be around $200. So at the end of all this, it looks like both these devices and what you'll need to make them be their best will cost about $799. Yeah.
Okay.
It will ship in early April. HTC Vive's VR headset, considered by many to be the only serious competitor to Oculus Rift, now has a price and release date, like I just told you. The Taiwanese technology company revealed at a mobile... Oh, my Lord, that looks so big on that guy's face.
Isn't that a great shot?
Wow. Get the fisheye lens out, Bill.
Like every game you play, your head's just basically going to go clunk and fall forward.
What it looks like. It looks like one of those things that make a baby's neck fall like, back and
like
never get up.
Like a cat with a harness just dropped.
Yep.
Collapsed.
It's no good. Anyway, where are we here? Oh, it says here it's $200 more than Facebook-owned competition. For that price, buyers will receive the headset itself, two wireless controllers with haptic feedback, one for each hand, and a pair of Lighthouse laser base stations for tracking purposes. So a lot more hardware in there, actually, for only $200 more. Mm-hmm. The Oculus Rift does not include any of the motion controllers, which are being worked on, but ships with an Xbox One controller, as I mentioned, and also Eve Valkyrie and Lucky's Tale. That means you get a couple of freebie games in there. Well, one's more of a movie than a game. But anyway, the other, the Vive is not reportedly shipping with any of that stuff. Okay. So
no pack-in games or
anything. Yeah, but you know what I'll bet you happens?
Because they add something or Steam codes or something.
Yeah, it's a Steam VR deal. Of course they're going to like give you, I don't know, some shitty thing. It'll be great. Right. It'll be great. I'm actually very excited about this. I think the Vive looks hot. So.
And you know what? This is I'm usually like an early adopter and like, oh, I'm totally going to pre-buy that. And oh, I'm just so going to get this. This one, I am so happy to just kind of sit and wait and let the dust settle and figure out what, you know, what rises to the surface. Which one is VHS and which one is Betamax?
It's a really good question. Nobody knows yet. Yeah. I pre-ordered the Rift, so I'm done with my
You've
expenditures.
Made that decision.
Yeah. Yeah, I just don't have, I can't do both. At least not right now. So I'll get one. Someone else can get the Vive. We can compare notes. My expectation is that both will do very well with what they're good at, and that's good. It's good for the market to have some competition. I don't want another hardware wars, but probably, though, we'll end up with the PlayStation VR because my expectation is it'll be cheaper. Mm-hmm. And I'm very interested to see what's going
on. There's a third horse in the race.
I'll bet you end up with that.
That's probably the one I will end up with because of all the things that I do, that I play video games on, PlayStation is the one I do the most on. So.
Well, if I didn't have a PC already beefy enough to handle VR fine, I would totally just go PlayStation 4 VR. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't even bother because it's just ridiculous. You know, you'd have to spend another $2,000, $1,500 to $2,000 on a decent PC to be able to run the thing.
Right.
All right, here's something. Zika virus, in the news.
Yes.
As I'm well aware. some are asking, would it be okay if we just wiped out mosquitoes? And scientists and biologists and entomologists, and what are they called?
Entomologists
are all arguing whether this is a possibility. That
really?
Maybe we just wipe
Can
them
we
out.
Do that?
Because who gives a shit? They're
right.
just
it's
this
not like bees where there's benefits.
Yeah, the only benefit that anyone can think of is maybe there's some bird somewhere that gorges on these things, and that's, you know, its main source of food. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm speaking to it very ignorantly here, but yeah. What good are they doing? What good is a damn mosquito? It's in your face, buzzing around, it's pissing off hippos.
It's a scary thing to do, though, right? Because you don't know how it's going to affect the ecosystem, and we could end up wiping ourselves out just because we take out mosquitoes.
I know, you never know. You got to be, that kind of stuff is difficult to mess with, but can't we just drop like a giant DEET bomb in the middle of Central America?
Right.
Just cover it all in DEET.
Jeff Goldblum's sitting there going, no, you see, it's like this. You take out, you wipe out an entire species of insect.
I can't do that very well.
We're on a helicopter. I'm gonna put a drop of water in my hand. Step one.
Are we actually ever going to see any dinosaurs on your dinosaur tour? I don't do it very good. You know who does that really good is John Jagger. He's probably listening.
Oh, yeah.
Does an incredible version of that. Actually, and his he does an amazing, he does a really good German. You know, I like the German accent.
Yes, is it German?
And he does a very good, what was he doing the other day? Shoot. A dead on something. As good as your Alan Rickman.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Freaky good. I can't remember what
I would hope it'd be better than that.
Well, it's, yours is good, dude. You do it great. Tell me to find those detonators. On demand.
Just, Mr. Potter, get me those detonators.
It always delights my soul to hear that. I don't know why. All right. So they're thinking about it. They do say this. We have, of course, been many thousands of species that are indeed gone and good. Every day up to 150 species are lost, and people want to get rid of the Aedes aegypti or whatever this one is, the one that's got the fever.
The specific bad one, yeah.
They want to get rid of it. So I think I'm not here to wipe out anybody or tell any bug or anything to go away.
Mosquiticide, genocide on a whole species.
Insecticide, they'd call it, wouldn't they?
Wonder if we could do something that that renders them... I mean, you don't want to do the thing that renders them unable to reproduce, but, you know, like some sort of big mosquito bomb that sanitizes them or something.
Can we do it, get them to where they just don't like human blood? Like maybe there's a way to genetically make it so we taste terrible to them and they'll just spend all their time on bison or whatever.
Right. Yeah. And then they move to another species that we like cats or dogs or something, and then wipe out the cat population. See, we don't know how this chaos theory is going to work, Dr. Grant.
Yeah, we don't. He would be like, Jeff, this human tastes like shit. Let's go back to the hippo ass. That's better over there.
Right.
And the final bit of news here, Marvel's Deadpool continues to break all expectations. Likely, it says here in this headline by WQuad.com. I don't know. WQAD.
WQuad.
They're likely, or it is likely, to become the most successful R-rated movie in film history, which is no small feat. The Marvel's R-rated anti-hero smash Deadpool continued to dominate movie theaters over the weekend, earning an estimated 55 additional million, trouncing a trio of newcomers. After pulling in a massive 152 million its President's Day weekend, man, I'll bet Ryan Reynolds is just thrilled with himself right now.
Oh, he's got to be.
Because he pushed so hard for this for so many years. He just knew they could do it. And I think the suits are like, sure, whatever. We'll just zip your mouth shut and put you in Wolverine.
R-rated superhero movie. That'll work.
Yeah, that'll happen. Anyway, back to the other stuff we do.
Don't you know that most people who read comic books are under the age of 8? They're not going to be able to go to these movies.
Silly man and a lady in a pizza place. The comic book adaptation from 20th Century Fox starring Ryan Reynolds as a foul-mouthed mercenary again topped the North American box office. It already had grossed $235.4 domestically. That's amazing. And it made 58. Is likely to become the most successful R-rated movie ever. Among the new releases, the faith-based drama Risen, starring Joseph Fiennes, debuted with $11.8 million for Sony. Faith-based, what is that, like another churchy one?
I guess. I don't know. I hadn't heard of this one.
I don't trust those. I don't trust. Look,
if it doesn't star Kirk Cameron, I am out.
Let me tell you who I respect most in the religious world. It's those who quietly go about their lives, living a certain moral code, trying to be the best they can, helping other people, and doing it without the need for recognition. Mm-hmm. That is true religion, in my opinion.
Sure.
People who, when Ted Cruz gets out in front of people and says, God has ordained this campaign to go all the way. You're just feeding me some bullshit, is what you're doing.
Right.
Because it's
better things to do than manage your campaign.
Absolutely.
Or make sure you win this reality show.
I just don't believe him.
Or the Super Bowl or whatever.
It's not that there can't be people who live their lives that way. I don't believe him when he says that, because my experience in life has been those people are lying when they talk like this. Mm-hmm. They always end up getting caught lying. There's a great documentary called An Honest Liar. And it's about that famous magician. I can't think of his name now. Shit. Anyways, the older guy goes to all these like skeptics conferences and stuff. Whitebeard. Oh. Chat room, help me out. That guy.
Anyway, they did this thing in the 80s where he caught this preacher who was taking the world by storm, who could stand out in front of like thousands of people and go, "I'm getting a feeling from somebody named Julia. Julia, is that a name in the audience?"
Oh, the Amazing Randy.
Yes. That's the guy who's calling these people out. And he's like, "Yes, and you suffer from some sort of cancer? Come up here and let's heal that. Let's Jesus heal it. Jesus will heal." So he'll come up front and he'll put his hand on the thing and go, "Be healed. Oh, I can feel it. I can feel it. Be gone, devil, blah, blah, blah." Right? And the lady hits the dirt and now she's suddenly free of her freaking cancer. I don't remember his name. But
Steve Martin played him in that Leap of Faith movie.
Oh, Leap of Faith is great.
It's such a great movie.
I love that movie. Yeah. So anyway, this guy's doing this, and then this Amazing Randy's like, "Yeah, well, he's faking it, so let's figure out what he's doing." So they figured it out. His wife is in some booth somewhere on some hard-to-track radio signal, some weird band, telling him about these people.
Listening, yeah, right. Basically saying, "Okay, here's this guy. He's coming up. He owns a farm, and he's been complaining about the drought online a lot lately."
Yeah, because they take a little card from everybody before they come in. And this is in the 80s, pre-internet. So this is right. Just like them saying,
"You're just looking at a card."
Yeah, they're just looking at a card.
"You've already given us all your information."
And so they revealed it and cut the tape together so you could hear what she was saying while he was doing his thing. It completely outed him. Like, it was awesome. And he's claiming actual divine intervention, and he's a big shyster shithead. So my whole point is, where's I even going with this? I don't know. Oh, I hate faith-based dramas.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're... It's not the way you do it, man. You just I don't know. It's hard
now,
for you.
Now, this Risen movie, though, is it's funny they call it a faith-based drama. It's the story of Easter, you know, the rolling the rock and blocking the cave, and then if Jesus comes out and sees his shadow, then it's like another 6 weeks of winter.
You're the best Sunday school teacher I ever had, Brian. You know, you're rolling this rock over the cave. There's some kind of stuff going on in there. I don't know, something.
If there was ever a perfect example of where Brian's religious knowledge sits, that was the perfect representation.
That was incredible. I'm coming to your house on Easter next year.
Sounds good. Anyway. And ham and
ham would be great.
Deviled eggs.
Ham and deviled eggs are the best. Nothing wrong with anything you're saying to me right now. It's all good. Anyway, I don't know why I got hung up on that. I just get irritated. I think lately I'm just more irritated because every time anybody opens their mouth like that, it's inevitable. You find out later they're just full of shit. They don't have your best interests at heart. You can't say things like, "We'll carpet bomb civilians and I'm a huge Christian" in the same sentence. Okay, you can't. You just can't. Moving on. Also, The Witch didn't do great money, but people are raving about The Witch. This is that.
Yeah, Tristan went and saw it.
What do you think?
He said it was very scary.
Yeah, I've heard that. Scary, scary. It's set in like the colonial times. So it's a period piece. Thank you very much. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm very interested in it. And I don't even like scary movies, but something about that draws me to see it. So I want to see it. And then they have this Jesse Owens biopic from Focus Features called Race, and that didn't even do much at all. 7.3 million. I feel bad. Deadpool's is the Donald Trump of this last week's film releases. So there you go. We're going to take a break when we come back. It's time for major spoilers with Steven Schleicher. After that, Veronica Belmont will be here. And we got a couple of calls and some other stuff. So we'll get to all that in a minute. But before we do, let's play them off with some songs. Not off. Let's play them in with some songs.
What? Sting? I don't. What is this? Aaron from Shirley, New York says, from Liberty City says, "Hello, MC Scotty J and DJ iBot." Mm. "Sorry for the short notice, but I thought I might try and get a request in for my 32nd birthday." He actually sent this several days ago, so it's not really that short notice. Tim Armstrong's not a household name, but he's a pivotal member of the punk rock scene since his first band, Operation Ivy, in the late 80s, and Rancid in the 90s. Of late, he's been releasing music under the moniker Tim Timebomb, and you may also have seen him play the Trash Man on The X-Files recently. Had no idea that was the guy from Rancid. That's awesome. I'd love to hear his cover of Ooh La La by The Faces. Much appreciated. P.S. Too early to get a chicken bacon ranch.
Oh, so wait, how do you do that?
Your choice. Dealer's choice.
Okay, this one's quicker.
The tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch.
All right, there you go.
All right. So, so I don't know if you've seen that episode of The X-Files, but the Trash Man's pretty, pretty creepy, and I did not realize he was played by Tim Timebaum. That is awesome, or Tim Armstrong. We played this before, but it was about 700 songs ago by my count, and I'm dead serious. It was about 700 songs ago, so we'll bring it out again. This is from the 2014 album Tim Timebaum and Friends. It is The Faces' Ooh La La. Here's Tim Timebaum.
He was a bitter man. He spoke of women's ways. He said they'll trap you and then they'll use you before you even know. He said love is blind and you're far too kind to ever let it show. I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was younger, I wish that I knew what I know now. When I was stronger, the king came such a pretty show to steal your heart away. But backstage, back on earth again, the dressing rooms are gray. They come out strong, it ain't too long before they make you feel like a man. But love is blind, and soon you'll find you're just a boy again.
My drink all over Steve's bed.
I'm out of here.
Did I f***ing miss something? What the shit does that mean?
This is the morning stream. Shut up, baby. I know it.
And we're back. We are back.
We are indeed.
That was a cool version of that. I like that.
Yeah. It's a great song. Great lyrics.
It was lovely.
Love the sentiment.
It's real good. Hey, everybody. What's up? What's going on? Let's call Steven.
Okay. Dull rate.
Time. Time, everyone. Time. Steven Schleicher. I meant to do this before the song ended. I'm trying to get better at that transition with Steven because he picks right up. He's got that crazy phone thing that just picks it right up. Steven Schleicher. Whoa, freshly shaven Steven Schleicher.
Wow. It's time for change, right?
Yeah, that's you look like Brian Ibbett there. There's no hair on you.
It's Ibbett, Mom.
Yeah.
Oh, now I got to pull up video again. Hold on.
It's gnarly.
I knew it was all part of my support of Brian during his trivia contest thing.
Well, I won because of you, Stephen.
There you go. So there you go.
That's thank
you. The magic works. That. Of course, I got my hair shaved on Saturday. I'm hoping that was the
Day. See, there you go.
Hey, magic. The magic of baldness.
What do you think of all? Speaking of the magic of baldness. Because it actually works. What do you think of all this Deadpool success? It's crazy, right?
It is one of those things that I think is an anomaly. So I'm hoping that, you know, we're seeing things like Wolverine is going to be R-rated or at least is anticipated to have an R rating in its next release. There's another superhero movie that's coming out soon that is also anticipating to have an R rating. The director behind the upcoming Batman Killing Joke animated movie has been told that if the movie has to be an R, they're okay with it being an R. Mm. So, I mean, I think there are some people that are saying, hey, there's some potential here, but only if it's necessary.
Yeah, but they don't want to force it in. They just, in fact, if it's anything, it's like they've felt like they've had to dial back on Wolverine and other stuff in the past. Right.
In fact, early previous Wolverine movies have had R ratings. If you saw the last Wolverine movie, and they had to dial it back for PG-13. So, you know, I'm hoping is that studios are not like, well, let's throw boobies and bloody violence in all of our movies.
Could you make this R now? Like, you're basically
what can we do with Finding Dory to make this an R rating?
Can we put blades in the boobies and cause booby blood, booby? Yeah.
We'd really like Cyclops to actually shoot a hole through Apocalypse's head. Can we do that? Is that possible?
And this is all they're doing. They're just sitting around. You can hear it, and I can almost hear the meetings. It's like, well, apparently there's a demographic. And they start thinking about all the stuff they can ruin.
Yes.
So hopefully they do this with a deft hand.
Maybe we see Storm's boobs. Let's table that one right now.
What if her costume was everything but the boobs? And so the boobs were out. What do you think there, Bill? I'm going to get some coffee. This is a great idea.
I think go back and look at, what was it, Sue Storm's costume from like the 1990s, whatever it was with the boob window and the garters and everything.
Right. Yes, the boob the four window. Was the cutout, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a...
gives us a chance to finally get a Power Girl movie, doesn't it?
That's true. There you go. That's true. Finally, we can rest easy. Steven, let's talk about a few other things going on at majorspoilers.com. Okay. Of course, the fine site you purvey, covering all things in the pop culture world.
Love doing it.
Amazing Fantasy number 15, sold at auction. Tell us, first of all, what is Amazing Fantasy and why, and how did it do? How did it sell?
So Amazing Fantasy 15 is the first appearance of Spider-Man before later it would turn to Amazing Spider-Man and the Spider-Man books. This sold on auction this past weekend for $454,000, close to $500,000. This is a copy that was graded at 9.4, which is fairly rare. This is a 10-point scale.
Yeah.
It's not the most expensive comic book that's gone up for auction. There was a previous Amazing Fantasy 15 that was sold in private auction several years ago for just over $1 million. And there was an Action Comics that was a 9.6 rating not too long ago that I also believe sold for close to $1 million. But this one, the guy bought it in 1980 for $1,200 as an investment, paid off for about $500,000. So.
Well, you keep hearing that there's no comics that you can own right now other than, you know, you finding some Action Comics number one in your basement that's in primo condition. But for the most part, the comics don't have that same cachet they used to with their value, right? But
no, I mean, because they're printing, you know, hundreds of thousands of copies and people all think that they're an investment. This was a big part of the speculator market in the 1990s, which almost caused the industry to collapse upon itself. Mm-hmm. And if you look and see what's going on right now, the 90s had variants left and right. The variants are returning right now. And a lot of people are saying, hey, the industry is doing these kind of gimmicks again. I hope this is not signaling a second collapse.
Yeah.
It's going to be hard, though, with Warner Brothers and Marvel having big pockets to back them, though.
That's true. I meant to ask you this before, and I completely forgot. Actually, a week ago. But with Capullo and
Scott Snyder.
Snyder leaving the Batman series that they worked on for so long, which is some of the best Batman work in a very long time.
Definitely.
Especially for a monthly. What's your take on all that? You sad to see him go? I know they're probably on to some cool projects, but, you know.
I'm sad to see them go, but we don't know what their next projects are yet. That's part of this whole Rebirth announcement that's coming up in March, or at the end of March at WonderCon, where they announce the creative teams. I know that Greg Capullo is working on something else right now. I don't remember the title. But at one point, I could have swore Scott Snyder said something on his Twitter, which I cannot find now, so he may have taken it down because he said too much. But I could have sworn that he was moving over to Detective Comics with this Rebirth launch.
Oh, well, then let's talk about Rebirth a little bit. So some details have been released.
It's super vague.
It's super vague, but is that a good sign, a bad sign? What do we think about super vague?
I don't know. When they announced Flashpoint and the new 52 and everything, a lot of people got really excited, including me, because it's like, hey, here's a chance to do a whole new take on this. Maybe we'll keep the old universe, the old multiverse around so that we can dive back into that. But it was completely obliterated and lost. They're saying that Rebirth is not a reboot and it's not a relaunch. But according to Dan DiDio, who is the co-publisher at DC Comics, he says Rebirth is designed to bring back the best of DC's past, embrace the stories we currently love, and move the entire epic universe forward into the future. We're returning to the essence of the DCU with Rebirth, and we're putting the highest priority on the direct market, and we'll continue to create blah, 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 blah.
All right. That sounds like they don't exactly know yet.
It's funny how they go back and forth, though, right? Like,
I know.
Oh, we've got too many universes. We're going to clean them up and have one singular universe. Mm-hmm. Oh, the fans rejoice. You know, we decide we're going to create a new universe so we can kind of do some new things and explore some new things. Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Now we've decided we're going to start number ones again. Oh, awesome. Yeah.
I don't know about this time. I mean, they've had the multiverse around for forever, right? I mean, they brought it back in the 52 series from about 10 years ago.
Right.
And then they tried to bring elements of it back without reestablishing a multiverse in the most recent Convergence event. The thing is, they do some really cool multiverse events, but then they don't do anything with them beyond that. You know, it would be great if we had a true multiverse where you have multiple Superman titles, people who want to have the Barack Obama Superman series, you can tell those stories and you just put a little emblem in the corner of the book that says what Earth this takes place on, and it would solve all that confusion. But nobody seems to want to do this. So anyway, beginning in May, I believe it's May 25th, all new series will come out, starting with Rebirth, the DC Comics Rebirth Special. And then throughout June, we will get a bunch of new number ones, including Aquaman, Batman. Interestingly, all the characters in the upcoming movie and television series are all getting new number ones.
No.
Yeah, really?
Shocking.
Just in time for people to jump on board who haven't been collecting those.
Huh? Yep. I'm blown away. This is incredible news. I could not have predicted this would ever happen.
And then, to top it all off, they're returning Detective Comics and Action Comics back to their original numberings when they left off at Rebirth. So there you go. Yeah, Dan DiDio, there was an interview that I found this weekend from Dan DiDio where he says the upcoming Rebirth special has one of the most shocking events in comics since he's been at DC, and he's been at DC for a long time. So I don't know if there will truly be something shocking or if he's just saying that to get the hype wagon going.
To be shocking in its own right.
Yes. I just love hearing you say Dan DiDio.
Dan DiDio.
Dan.
It's a fun name to say.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yep. So Rebirth, I don't know. The people are kind of off on it, I think, this time. So we don't know enough about it.
So you have Birth, you got Rebirth. When's Afterbirth? Is that a later thing?
That's probably what we're going to get after this special arrives.
That's what I thought.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I'm just anxious to see where DC is this year. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like there's a chance for them to, I don't know, reclaim something. I don't know.
I hope so. They are, as of the January sales, they had 33% less of the market share than Marvel did for the month. So it's considerably less than where they were 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, that's not good. Usually it was always like, oh, Batman's in number one as always. Mm-hmm. But then there's some Marvel stuff below that. But I don't know.
Yeah, it used to be that you would see like Marvel at like 42% and DC at 40%. And then the rest of the people taking up the remaining 20%. But now it's like Marvel is at like 57% and DC's at like 33%, that kind of stuff. So those aren't super accurate numbers, but it's a close enough approximation.
Well, there you have it. Yep. Anything else going on that you'd like to mention?
Let's see. There's all sorts of things going on over at MajorSpoilers.com. Check out the new design that we have, the layout design. I think it's a little bit more, I think it's easier for people to navigate and find information that they need. And of course, we have so much stuff over there from movies and comic books and all sorts of pop culture goodness. And if you're a Lego fan, new Lego video up today with some Marvel sets, including Captain Marvel and Thanos minifigures.
Oh, saw that one. Yeah.
And then if you are a Lego...
Iron Captain America or Space Captain America.
Yeah, Space Captain America. And if you are a Lego VIP, Brian, I don't know if you are or not. Mm-hmm. Last week, you could start the ordering of the Batcave, the Bruce Wayne 1960s Batman Batcave set. Mine just came in this morning as soon as I got home from picking up the kids. So that will be also coming up in a future.
Oh my God, that's a great one too.
It is. It's got like
be my favorite Batman to do a Lego set, right?
Oh yeah, and it is. It's got all of the characters and villains except for Mr. Freeze, which will come out as a, I think they're saying in March, it may be one of the free, you know, order $75 worth of stuff and get the Victor Freeze minifigure for free.
Wow. I missed this article completely. I'm looking at Major Spoilers right now, and I missed this article about the character that Martin Freeman's playing in the new Captain America movie.
That just came out as well. I would encourage people to head over there and check out that article if they want to find out.
Yeah, look at that. They can kind of see me scrolling through it. But yes, go check it out, read it. I do love this new layout, by the way. It's very easy to use. Yeah, I like it a lot.
Well, so it's all over at majorspoilers.com.
Well done, sir.
Thank you.
May your day be filled with joy and happiness as we send you off on your way to wherever you go next. Goodbye,
Thank you,
Stephen.
Everybody. Bye.
Goodbye. All right.
That was excellent.
A little dramatic there at the end.
Yeah.
I don't know why exactly.
You know, you like the drama.
I do like the drama.
If there's nothing, you know, else that we can say, we know you like the drama.
I like the drama. I don't like the drama mean.
Right.
But I'm occasionally okay with the drama.
I'll say I can only find the Bat Cave, current Bat Cave, like with Bane and...
Bane Cave. Ladies and germs, on the line with us, we have Veronica Ann Belmont. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? You feeling better now? You're all good now, right?
I am. Yeah, you are lucky because you got me on like my last podcastable day.
Yeah,
it was basically last week.
things went real south for you after that. And then Jury went down and everyone I know is like down with this thing.
Why did he faint?
I don't know. I know why. Let me tell you why. Because Jury really truly is like a little kid. And I've had little kids. And they, when they have fevers, they don't want to drink a lot of stuff. They think it's weird to drink. It's like the opposite of what they want to do, but you got to make them drink. And you can see Jury just fighting it. No,
you're
Ashley,
saying
I don't
he didn't take care of himself.
Yes.
He got dehydrated.
That is what I'm saying. Because he texted me, he says, yeah, I got dehydrated and I fainted. And now they gave me some IVs and I'm fine.
Was he sick?
Yeah, he's got the flu like Tom had and probably you had. And
no, we all, I think we all really all have the terrible cold going around.
It could be that.
Because I had the fever and the shaking and the like not feeling great situation. I had the same thing Tom had.
Yeah.
And then I think Jerry probably got it too. I don't know how we keep passing it to each other over through microphones and the internet. It's like really interesting that that's possible.
Yeah.
But yeah.
My theory is it
no
began.
More Skyping without protection.
My theory is it began somewhere in Hawaii and you guys brought it back with you somehow and it mutated.
Don't make me laugh.
Oh yeah, we can't make you laugh. You're gonna make you cough to death. Well, I'm glad
my
you're here.
Spasms.
I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad that you're feeling better. And I hope you continue to mend.
It's just gonna be the gnarly cough and for like the next 10 days, and then it'll be fine.
We'll make this segment nice and easy then. What's happening in the world of video games this week?
Well, I just thought this was really sweet. There was this father, this guy Tony, and he loved Legend of Zelda, and so he wanted to get his young daughter into playing video games, and so he hacked Legend of Zelda: Link to the Past to make all the pronouns gender neutral. So it could be everything. So it would kind of like bug it out if you change the text to not be the same number of characters. Mm-hmm. So he replaced all the instances of son to kid and all the instances of he to ye.
There's not much else you can do with that.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you can't add characters. You're going to stretch the whole thing out or goof it up.
Exactly. So they had to be the same. But it was just like, he's like, you know, I'm not trying to make like a huge statement, but I thought it would be nice to make it gender neutral so she could like relate to Link. Because Link is pretty androgynous already, right?
Oh, I mean, sure.
It's kind of hard to tell if Link is a girl or a boy based on just looking at him.
Well, and it seems to vary. Like, and there are times in certain ones of those games where I go, you know, this would be really cool if this was a female protagonist because this particular part of the story arc would be more interesting from a female perspective or something. And I often wonder if they're ever going to do that. Like maybe a new, like that new Zelda game, it's very androgynous. You don't really know. Like you wouldn't know if you didn't already know. If you didn't know Link was male and you approached that game in a vacuum, you'd go, I don't know, actually. Is that a girl?
Yeah. And so it's kind of nice in those formative times for a young woman to have characters that are relatable to them or at least don't have like a strong, you know, whatever. I just thought it was cute. And he made the hack available for everyone because, you know, there's a lot of transgendered kids out there or kids with identity like questions in their mind. And so it's just a nice option to have.
Yeah, I totally agree.
It doesn't
have
to be like that for every game, but it's nice to have options.
Yeah. And for all you out there right now going, you can't change a game just because you're well, yeah, you can. Turns out you can.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
It's a hack. It's not like he's like changing the game for everyone. Right. It's like, if you want it, you can have it.
Yeah. And if you don't, go play your little man's link. Man's link.
Play your little man's link.
And the boomerang now kills Octorok with one shot.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Those are the hacks I want. Forget about all this gender stuff. I want I want the boomerang right up front. I want that to be the first thing I have and then make it uber powerful for the rest of the game.
Excellent. Well, yeah, so I thought that was sweet. In other news, I'm rage quitting Fallout 4.
Oh my lord!
Wow.
Hold on now. You've been a devotee. So what happened? Something bad?
I hit a bug in a quest line in the underground quest line, which is pretty close to the end of the game. I believe I still have some important decisions to make.
Yeah.
But it's not letting me role play the way I want to play my character. So if I can't complete this quest, I have to be a different person than I want to be and make different choices. And I just don't want to do that, so I'm just not going to do it.
It's the sign of if a truly open world RPG is working properly, it's a bad sign when it forces you to make decisions you wouldn't do,
right?
As the character you've built, and that's unfortunate. I didn't realize there was sort of a crossroads like that in this game. I haven't gotten that far, but
yeah. Well, there's it's a pretty big quest line for the railroad stuff, and so I'm just like. Yeah, I went back. I tried to do console commands to fix it. I went back to earlier saves and tried it from there. And I just can't. I'm sure people try to tell me how to fix it. Trust me, I have tried everything.
Yeah.
So it's not a big deal. I'm just like, well, I guess I can have my life back now.
I'm going to assume that your character is forced in the game to say that it doesn't like Taco Bell and you refuse to do that.
That was really painful for me. So
the love of Taco Bell. We all share it. Veronica, I hope you feel much better. And
Thank you.
Are you pre-ordering a Vive, or what are you doing with these VR things? What do you
think? Yeah, we're gonna get. I think we're gonna get Oculus. I'm not sure yet though. But Ryan is making inroads trying to get onto my gaming PC. He's like asking about the specs of my gaming PC and like seeing if it's compatible with VR stuff. And I'm like, does that mean you're going to be in here? Like in my office, like
my space?
Touching what? My stuff? Like, I don't know.
Can't
you just buy your own PC? He's like, that's ridiculous. You have a perfectly good gaming PC. I'm like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
You definitely do. Mr. Xbox, go back in the living room.
Yeah, go back to your console.
Wow. I'm very curious about how all this shakes out, but we'll have to, if you're getting the Rift, that is also what I'm getting. We'll have to do some fun cross video something there. I don't know what, but.
That would be fun.
Yeah, we'll think of something. By then, you won't have a cough.
Follow me on Snapchat, Veronica Belmont.
Yeah, she tells stories there.
I tell stories.
The story of Veronica Belmont is always happening at Snapchat. All right, well, have fun. Take it easy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, see ya.
Bye.
Hope her cold does not mutate into something worse.
Ooh.
Ryan, I have one phone call for you to play today.
All right.
It's not someone who called us. It's someone who sent me this call. I didn't get their name, and I feel bad about that. So person who sent this, I apologize. I can't even find the email he sent it to me on, but it was an attachment of a voice message he got.
Okay. The new Birdum, since Birdum hasn't called in a long, long time.
Yeah, and I don't think this is real in the sense that it's actually the IRS. I think it's a fraud call.
Okay.
We'll be the judges. So here
you go. Is a Nigerian prince calling?
I wish. That'd be amazing. All right, so here it is.
From Internal Revenue Services. We have been trying to reach you. This call is an official final notice call from Internal Revenue Services. The reason of the call is to inform you that we have filed a lawsuit against you. For more information, call immediately our department number 914-499-8220. I repeat, 914-499-8220.
He's a robot. And
I repeat nine.
There is no cadence or spacing in my words. Right. I'm moving on to the next thing. Hello there. Like, it just doesn't stop.
Thank you, Bruce.
I loved that because I love that particular version of a robot voice. I love it.
Yeah.
There's something so soulless about it. And there's no way that's the Internal Revenue Service.
No. No.
We have given a lawsuit against you. Yeah. So call our number. Yeah, bullshit. In fact, I wish I'd have written that down. We can call it. Too late. I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay.
I want to call that and see what that is.
Yeah.
Some chucklehead on the
other
end.
Hello, is this the Internal Revenue Service?
How may I help you?
Yes, please to give me bank account information.
Please give me all password, please.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to call the number, but I'll do it tomorrow. Excellent. I forgot to pull it out, everyone who's asking. We'll take our leave now. Before we do, though, quick note that today is jam-packed with content. At 12 o'clock noon today, Mountain Time, you will get a live Boop Show right here at the same place. Ooh. Go to frogpants.com/live or twitch.com/frogpants_Scott or frogpants.com/twitch, whatever. All of them get there. That'll be today. Also later this afternoon, another Hotline Monday with Justin Robert Young, who is well enough to do it, he says.
Oh, sure.
That's great. What he says.
Will we have a doctor kind of standing by? Like,
yeah, Ashley there with a freaking defibrillator just in case.
That's right. Like the doctor on set of American Ninja just standing by. Okay, he's well enough to proceed.
Yeah. He'll proctors everywhere, keeping an eye on things. Lots of proctors. And then also, let's see. That's it. What time is that? That is the 3 o'clock. Yeah, 3. 3 o'clock. It's 5 o'clock Eastern for the drive time over there. We take your live calls. It's good fun. If you listen to last week's, fantastic. Do check that out. It's on iTunes now as well if you don't. Can't be there for the live show, so do check that out. And then tonight I'm on that Trivia Geek show with him again, assuming he isn't dead. I know. Big day, man. I'm on the microphone a lot today.
You are.
And I also got other shit to do, so it's going to be rough.
Don't catch what he's got, man.
It's going to be rough. Yeah, I hope we can't get it through microphones. Oh, I really can't do it. I cannot be it's sick.
Like you're on the microphone. It's like you're with the same last 10 people who are on that microphone.
Basically, yes. Yeah. So I'm saying is Mexico needs me. I need Mexico, but we don't need the virus. Patreon.com/TMS is the website you'll want to keep track of because that's how you help support this show and keep it awesome. Please support us over there. Get access to our super exclusive Slack group and get an extra show every week, which you're already getting anyway, but you know, get it anyway. Oh, I may have a problem this week, actually. I have a dental thing on Thursday, but I got to figure it out.
Lyle Roman suggested that Dr. Bird will be standing by, and I'm thinking, you know, he probably has the Dr. Bird flu.
Yeah, probably. Dr. Bird. How's the song go? Wait. My name is Dr. Bird.
Oh.
And I've got the Dr. Bird flu. Yeah, that's the one.
A real bird.
But I have the flu like the bird. Frogpants.com/TMS. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is our email address. 801-471-0462 is our voicemail line. You can find us on Twitter at Coverville for Brian, at Scott Johnson for me, and at MorningStream for the show. Brian, that's it. Let's get the hell out. Oh, our subreddit, frogpants.reddit.com. You've got music to play, yay?
I do. All right. Joe, the Flask Guy Gates from Gates of... Gates of Imagination, I believe.
Gates of Orion. Gates of McFadden.
The guy who does all those amazing flasks. I've got one right there on my shelf.
Gates of McFadden. That's it.
That's it. The Gates of McFadden. Mm-hmm. I get a bit wordy, so edit away. Brian, you have talked about Leonard Cohen covers a few times on the show. Every time you have failed to mention the best cover of one of his songs. No, this is not my opinion. This is scientific fact. I can show you the website where that data comes from if you would like.
Wow.
There really isn't a specific date I had in mind for this. However, if it doesn't come up before then, I would appreciate it being played on February 22nd.
Bush.
This is a significant date for me. This is the date that my best friend left the world. It'll be 14 years ago now, and a day still does not go by where a thought of him comes to me. Does not go by. There we go. Okay. He was the best friend I ever had, and I didn't even know it at the time. A better friend than I deserved. A lesson to really look at what you have while you still have it. We both discovered Concrete Blonde by this song being in the movie Pump Up the Volume. We became huge fans and even got into a competition of finding all of their music we could. I'm still looking for the Red Colored Bloodletting album. I actually got to see them live, and it was incredible. Unfortunately, it was not with him. Signed, Joe Gates.
All right.
This is a great cover, and this is, you know, as many covers as there are of Hallelujah. This. Wow, the lyrics in this one just might make it one of my favorite Leonard Cohen songs. Hard to top Chelsea Hotel, but this is really, really good. This is the amazingly talented Jeanette Napolitano, who I had the pleasure of interviewing for an episode of Coverville. She is a wonderful guest on the show and has done some amazing covers, including this with the rest of the band, Concrete Blonde. There's a cover of Leonard Cohen's Everybody Knows.
See you guys tomorrow.
Everybody knows. are loaded. Everybody rolls with the fingers crossed. Everybody knows that the war is over. Everybody knows that the good guy's lost. Everybody knows the fight is fixed. The poor stay poor and the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows the boat is sinking. Everybody knows that the captain lied. Everybody's got this broken feeling, like the mama or the dog just died. Everybody's hands are in their pockets. Everybody wants a box of chocolates and a long stem rose. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's how it goes. Everybody
is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Hey there.